I mean, what's on your mind right now, heading into this, the final week of the career and everything? I mean, it's got to be kind of weird to think that, but I mean, obviously the opportunity to end on a really high note.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's a really big week, and I'm just excited to have one more week with this team, you know, and one more time to go out there and show everyone what we've worked so hard for all season, and just one more time to lay it all out on the floor.
No. I guess there's been changes to it with the individual routines and whatnot. Is that something that's on your mind as well? I mean, you know, as a plan B, if the team doesn't, you know, win, to win maybe the individual title or whatnot?
No, for most of us, it's just, you know, all about the team. We're just thinking about what we can do to go out there and help our team, you know, and get that good score the first night to make it to Super Six. I think for all of us, our focus is on, you know, what we can do the most to help the team and to help our team accomplish the goals that we have set for this season.
And for those who might not be familiar, could you kind of explain a little bit about the differences for the individual this year compared to years past?
Yeah, so I don't know if I know all the exact changes, but so in years past, the first day prelims was used to decide who would make it to event finals. So I think it was like the top four or something like that from your prelim would make it to event finals. But this year, they took out the event finals day on Sunday altogether. So now everything besides the team awards will be decided on Friday at prelims. So there's going to be six judges at each event instead of four to kind of, you know, have even more people there watching and giving scores, you know. And so that will decide the individual event finals on that Friday night.
With having those extra judges, I mean, what does that, you know, do for the team? I mean, the scoring and whatnot, what do you think that difference is going to mean?
Yeah, the scoring could be a little different because now they'll be, you know, averaging more scores. But I think our focus isn't on the judges. It's just on going and doing our best routines. And, you know, after we do that, it's all in the judges' hands. And that's the score that we get is out of our control after we go out and do what we know we can do. So I think we're just focused on, you know, each routine and just going out and hitting the best routine that we can and having a good approach and then seeing what happens.
What's the mindset after, you know, finishing first in the regional, you know, heading into this one? Do you feel like there's, you know, confidence heading into this one after doing that well?
Yeah, I think regionals definitely gave us another confidence boost going in to nationals. You know, it just showed that, you know, we are a good team and we can put together a really solid performance and be a big contender. So I think it was really good to have that, you know, regional to carry us into nationals and through this week break that we just had.
Do you think the team feels ready to take on the big stage?
Yeah, I definitely think we feel ready. We're all so excited, and, you know, this is what we've been working for all season, so it's fun to see it finally, you know, come up, and, you know, the time is here, and I think we're all super excited to get there and just do what we can do.
And so next year, are you slated to take on the fifth-year student coach role?
I am. That is the plan.
And what kind of, in your mind, made you want to do that?
You know, I think it'll be a really good transition out of the sport. You know, it's not like cutting gymnastics out of your life cold turkey. You know, it's one more year, and then I'll still get to be with the team and, you know, be a part of everything. And I also think coaching is a really cool, you know, opportunity, and it'll be cool to see the other side of things and experience the different aspects of being on the Utah gymnastics team, both, you know, having been a part of it and then being kind of on the outside looking in. So I think it'll be cool to get all those experiences.
And then obviously you had a former teammate, Georgia DeBritz, taking on that role this year. Has she given you kind of any advice on how to make that transition?
Yeah, she definitely has. You know, Georgia's always a great person to look up to, no matter if it was when she was in gymnastics or this year. You know, she's always got such a good, like, attitude about things, and so she really showed us that, you know, even though it seems scary, that life after gymnastics will be okay, and that, you know, there are ways to still keep it in your life through, like, the fifth year coaching thing. So I think she's been a really good person to look up to.
Thank you.